Donaldson wanted to have a much more traditional, I would say traditional in the modernist sense, not traditional in the medieval or fantasy sense. He wanted an anti-hero, not just a reluctant hero, but an anti-hero, someone that you would expect to see coming out of a Hemingway book or any other Norman Mailer or someone like that as a 20th century writer. And so he comes up with a great, great gimmick, and that is his hero, Thomas Covenant, is a modern leper. And I mean that exactly as it sounds. He is a modern man with a happy life, with a wife and a child, who comes down with an unexplained case of leprosy. Now, Donaldson knew a lot about this because his father was a doctor who took care of people with leprosy, and he knew how the disease worked, and he researched it and so forth. And as many, many, many people learned in the 1980s when they read the Chronicles of Thomas Covenant, what leprosy does is it destroys nerves, and so a person's hands and body becomes numb, they can't feel pain, they can't feel other things as well. So Thomas Covenant is a leper. He loses his wife, takes the child, and leaves because she can't bear to have the child be around his leprosy, and he himself has to develop an entirely new consciousness about how he's going to run his life. Lepers have to constantly survey their own bodies. It's VSE, visual surveillance of extremities, to make sure they haven't cut or injured themselves all the time. This is actually true about how contemporary people who contract leprosy and who it's not treated quickly enough, how they have to deal with the disease. And what Donaldson does, which is very different from both Tolkien and Terry Brooks, but similar to C.S. Lewis and the Chronicles of Narnia, which we're going to talk about in the children's literature, is he doesn't make a complete secondary world. He makes a secondary world that's tangent to the primary world. And so his characters go from the primary world to the secondary world and back. In Lewis, that's the children go through the wardrobe and to Narnia. In Terry Brooks, Thomas Covenant keeps being brought into the land, land with a capital L. That's the secondary world that he's able to enter into. But unlike the kids in Narnia, and unlike just about every other hero in fantasy literature, Covenant refuses to believe that the secondary world is real. He calls himself Thomas Covenant the Unbeliever, even after he's convinced himself that actually it's not a dream, maybe it's not even a hallucination. He says, I can't believe in it, because when I leave it, I'll go crazy. Because in the land, he no longer has his leprosy. He's been cured. And he says, this is not the kind of fantasy that a leper can afford to have. Now, this is wildly frustrating for the readers of the Chronicles of Thomas Covenant, because we just want to sink into the land. We want to enjoy the land. And in fact, except for Tolkien, I can't think of a secondary world that's as beautifully realized as Stephen Donaldson's The Land. Perhaps Ursula Le Guin's secondary world in Earthsea, but The Land has something special, a special vitality to it. And this is done very deliberately by Donaldson to contrast with Covenant's own numbness and sickness that he has back in the real world. The land is bursting with life. Everything is alive in a special way. Stones have a special life to them that can be manipulated and controlled by people who have learned how to do this. Wood has magical powers.